This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. First, before we begin, happy Veterans Day. I can't thank enough all those who have served and all those who have sacrificed. I'm able to do what I do on the radio. I'm able to vote. My family's able to sleep under this blanket of freedom because of all the sacrifices you all made. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And Veterans Day should be all year round as far as I'm concerned, not just one day. And a lot of people look at Veterans Day as, oh, it's time, you know, we get to take off. No, it's not a day to take off. If you are going to take off, find a soldier, find a veteran, do something nice for him, give him a hug, give him a kiss, take him to lunch, all right? You know, get him a present, her a present, all right? But, you know, if we are taking off today, do something nice for a veteran. Okay, so a lot of you guys think I took off on Friday. I didn't. I had a blowout. I was calling it a flat tire because it felt like a flat tire. I've had tons of flat tires in my life. In fact, I carry a couple flat tires as we speak. But I don't understand. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And for any of you guys that have ever been to Las Vegas, Nevada, and you've been off the strip, there's always construction. There are orange cones. In fact, our state bird and our state sign and our state logo is the orange cone. And when the Raiders come, I am so afraid that the black and silver is going to change to an orange cone. I mean, that's just all what we're about here. And so people are texting like, amen, sister. It's kind of a... it's a joke around here. There's always construction. And so I get flat tires all the time. And so I am kind of very used to the whole damsel in distress on the side of the road sort of thing. We have this freeway called the Summerlin Parkway. And I know people think that's kind of where the bougie area was. But when Summerlin Parkway was first being built, it was in the middle of the desert. And I had to drive out to a place where my folks were renting a place. And I get a blowout, and I'm basically in the middle of the desert. They really didn't have cell phones back then. And, you know, luckily guys would pull over and help and whatever. For the most part, you know, I assume everybody's pretty innocent and pretty cool and, you know, wanting to help you. But unfortunately, you know, you're vulnerable when that happens. And so what I've started to do now that I have a cell phone is I've started to use it as a weapon. Sometimes the only thing I have on me is my cell phone, right? If I'm not carrying, you know, my gun or my stun gun or whatever, you know, sometimes the only weapon I have is my cell phone. And a lot of people don't realize that your cell phone, whether you're a guy or a girl, can really protect you in an attack. And 1 in 6 women, by the way, I think that's the latest statistic, 1 in 6 women have been either raped or attempted to be raped. And that's an underestimation because a lot of people don't talk about that. And then in terms of guys don't admit when they were attacked or almost raped, and male attacks are on the rise, especially in the college arena. So, you know, we might get jumped, we might get mugged, and so your cell phone can be one of the best weapons. So when I got that blowout, and I didn't want to be on the freeway again. I've been on the freeway, you know, and in the olden days, people would be like, woohoo, you know, you're sexy. I don't get that anymore. I get, old woman, get out of the way. So, you know, I can't really just stand on the road. You know, I used to be offered money when I would stand on the road. Now everybody's like, no. I'm like, I'm not even offering. Okay, I'm just standing here with my car. So I decided to get the hell off the road, and I was hungry, and there was a Jack in the Box, so I decided to, you know, go off the road. And I know you're not supposed to drive a car with a flat tire or a blowout, because, I mean, I didn't know how bad it was. You know, you start hearing the boom, 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 and you're like, huh, there's something wrong with the road. There's, you know, and I'm like, okay, there's always something wrong with our roads. I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. My one particular lane is really bumpy. Let me go to the next lane. And that's when it was like, eh. I was like, ah. So I pull out the road. That was cool. That was cool. And people, like, backed off. You know, they're like, all right, you know, this is Dahlia again. Yeah, she's got another flat. Same tire, too. Don't ask. And so I drove to a place that I thought would be roughly safe. Even though, basically, probably one of the safer places to be would be near the freeway in terms of not getting attacked, because it's really hard to, you know, grab somebody in front of all those witnesses. But then on the other end, on a freeway, it's pretty, pretty fast. So they might be like, okay, well, that's some guy helping her, and it ends up not. So I decided to pull over, and I mean, the area that I had the blowout in is not really known to be a very high violent area. So, you know, I felt okay. But what I did is I immediately turned on my phone, and I started to Facebook Live. And I actually did a couple Facebook Lives. I didn't make you guys watch all of them. And for some of you, we're like, okay, well, why is she filming this? We don't really care about her having a blowout. And we don't care about her, you know, wanting Jack in the Box and, you know, whatever. It's because there were people around. And I figured if I had, you know, some sort of a live stream or cameras, not a lot of people are going to do something on a camera. So sometimes when you are in a situation where your only weapon is your phone, you just, you know, have the camera going. Even if it's, or FaceTime somebody, you know, I mean, you know, saying you're video recording, that's not, it's going to help, because somebody will grab your phone and then they'll just smash a video. But if you act like you're broadcasting, all right, then it's being broadcasted. Now, luckily, whoever was around was really, really nice and all that. But again, I didn't know how long my husband was going to come, you know, and I didn't know, you know, what kind of mood he was going to be in. And was he going to yell at me for getting another flat tire? This is like my third in a year. You know, I didn't know what mood he was going to be. And, you know, he might be like, you know, heck with this. I'm going to get coffee because this is going to be a long morning. And so I just didn't know how long. Now, he ended up getting this, you know, lickety split. And not that, you know, we women need to have our men come and save us. But it does help because Corey's kind of brawny, you know, and he could be there and, you know, but anyway, but when it comes, sorry, I can't tell if we, are we on commercial yet? Okay. So anyway, so to make a long story short, when I used to walk home late at night, I used to have a racquetball racket, so I'd always have a racket. I'd always have my keys, you know, in between my fingers. You know, there are certain things you could do. If you are ever getting attacked, don't scream rape or, oh, I'm getting attacked. Scream fire. Everybody wants to come and see a fire, so you could scream fire. But then if not, also just have your phone and act like you're broadcasting, because less likely someone's going to come up and try to jump you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management of tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's getting cold. It is going to be cold. And this Veterans Day, we might be even seeing freeze in Florida. Mississippi, I guess, is braced up for temperatures that are supposed to be hitting like 22 degrees. It's crazy stuff. So apparently this very wintry weather pattern is bringing single-digit temperatures and more than a foot of snow to parts of the upper Midwest, according to USA Today, as well as a deep freeze in the Northeast and in the South. They say this threatens to break hundreds of records, bringing a deep freeze as far south as Florida. Again, this is nothing to do with global warming or anything like that as far as I'm going to, in terms of the segment. If you guys feel this has to do with global warming, that's fine. You know, I don't understand weather patterns, but all I know is this is going to be cold and we're going to see some record cold temperatures. They say the coldest surge of Arctic air so far this season will bring widespread record low temperatures as much of central to central and eastern U.S. down to the Gulf Coast, according to Kwan Ying Kong, meteorologist from the National Weather Service. Parts of Michigan have already been overwhelmed with more than a foot of snow. Some areas could see more than 2 feet. Oklahoma, freezing temperatures, freezing rain already seen. They say Americans headed out for Veterans Day events are going to need to bundle up. Tulsa, Oklahoma is going to be pretty cold also. And winds from 35 to 50. I don't know about tornado warnings, so we'll keep you posted on that. Record lows expected across the South and Midwest. Parts of Texas may drop to 16 degrees. Cities in Texas and Louisiana were predicted to reach highs in the mid-40s. And then Tuesday, they think the cold is going to sweep the plains, Ohio Valley, Tulsa, Oklahoma, especially going to be kind of hitting it. And the high Tuesday in Dallas is forecast for 44 degrees. Dallas is going to have a rough next couple of days. Okay, we kind of got our butts kicked by the Minnesota Vikings. By the way, Daniel, what's the temperature where you're at in St. Paul? Oh, see, he's probably bundling up. What I hear, Minneapolis is pretty cold right now. All right, so Minneapolis is cold. Dallas got their butts kicked. I don't know what the heck was going on. I really couldn't, you know, concentrate on the game so much because there was so much else going on. But it was rough in terms of football. So I don't think Dallas is going to be very, very happy. But, you know, the reason why we bring this up is one thing that's very different, whether you guys want to blame climate change or not, is there's these big pendulum swings when it comes to weather. So I was just talking to a patient in Mississippi who said that where she's at, it's about 75 degrees, and then tomorrow it's supposed to drop down to 20. And people always ask from a medical standpoint, how bad is that? You know, when you catch a chill, are you going to get sick? Now, when I was in medical school, there was absolutely no scientific evidence that if you left your window open at night, or if you, you know, just kind of caught a chill or whatever, that you would, end up being sick the next day. It just doesn't work that way. Viruses need a couple days to reproduce and to, you know, replicate and, get to the point where then they could spread and then cause a whole body effect of fever and malaise and myalgias and things like that. But personally, and this isn't Dr. Dahlia talking, this is just Dahlia, every time I had a chill, I would get sick a day or two later. Now, when I wouldn't wear a jacket, when I wouldn't bundle up when my mommy told me, I would get sick a day or two later. Now, I just thought it's because my mom was a witch and she just had all these powers. And even if she didn't, you know, if it wasn't nature causing it, she would, you know, cast a spell on me. But for me, whenever I kind of get that little chill or I don't protect myself out in the cold like I should, I end up feeling sick a few days later. And you can't say it's all psychological because you would forget a couple days later. You know what I mean? You know, I get sick and then I'm like, oh, wait a second, a couple days before, you know, so it's not like I'm thinking it. I'm like, I'm going to get sick. So what I think happens, and maybe science does need to look into this, is I think that when you do get exposed to a rapid change in temperature, if you're in a house that's about 75 degrees, and then you go out and you hit 40 degrees, or I don't know, maybe a 20, 30, 40 degree drop, that might cause your body to be a little, you know, vulnerable and a little unstable, briefly. If there's a virus that's in your system, and this time of year, you're always exposed to viruses. If that virus notices that the immune system is down, even just for a split second, you know how when you see in these movies, somebody will shut off the power so that somebody could, you know, perform a crime or, you know, and if the power is shut off just long enough for a second, that's all they need. That's when I'm wondering what might be going on scientifically when it comes to a virus or bacteria or et cetera, where if the system is in a little bit of reboot because, well, the temperature's down, we need to assess the situation, we need to whatever, then that allows the virus or the bacteria to start to grow. Usually viruses are the ones we'll see after a chill. So personally, as a doctor, when I hear someone's worried about a temperature change and that they're going to get sick, I believe them. I might not have all the scientific proof, but I think the logic is there. So then what does that mean? Well, you know, we are in cough and cold season, and so you are bombarded and surrounded by bugs. It's just going to happen. But you just don't want to let your body be at a vulnerable state or that virus or bacteria can take over. So what do? Well, you want to make sure that your immune system is as prime as it can be. Have you been eating your vegetables? I mean, I've been drinking my Green Machine Naked Juice. I know it has, you know, kind of a lot of sugar, so I have the small one, but at least I'm kind of getting some, you know, vegetables or vitamins in. They say no sugar added, but it sure tastes sweet to me. You know, got a banana here, just had a whole bunch of vegetables last night for dinner, and so what I'm doing is I'm just loading up on vitamins. I'm also trying to get good sleep. I'm trying to get 9 hours of sleep. And then, you know, I just try to avoid, you know, cold changes. I live in Vegas. We've had a warmer fall probably now for the last few years, which is why people in Nevada think global warming is a real thing, because, you know, Halloween used to be cold and it's not anymore. This year it was kind of cold. This year it was chilly. We start to have some chilly weather, so I don't know if we're going to have more of a wintery winter, but that change, that abrupt weather change, I do think can unfortunately put you at risk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I saw the movie Midway this weekend, and it was actually better than I expected. I like, you know, the Saving Private Ryan, the Pearl Harbor movies. I love movies about war because I like to learn, and they go through the history. And so apparently this one had to do with the Battle of Midway that kind of started on June 4th, 1942, and it was about 6 months after the Pearl Harbor attack. And the Battle of Midway is where Japanese forces wanted to destroy our American ships and our, fleet. Oh my gosh, please don't tell me I forgot the word for it. You know, those big ships that carry the planes, the liners, whatever. So, and, you know, everybody was worried that it was going to kind of be like Pearl Harbor, where there was going to be a lot of lovey-dovey love story. And actually, Midway did a good job. There wasn't a lot of lovey-dovey. You know, you had, you know, the wives, and you had, I think, a couple girlfriends, and that's about it. But other than that, it really had to do with the battle. It had to do with strategy. Maybe not the best acting, you know, by some of the actors on there. The main lead did a good job, but Woody Harrelson, I thought, did a good job. So, good movie. I would definitely, you know, see that. But what's interesting is, in real world, a World War II submarine that sank with 80 sailors on board that has been missing now for, 75 years, has been found. The USS Greyback was discovered more than 1,400 feet underwater, about 50 miles south of Okinawa, Japan. And this was found in June by Tim Taylor and his Lost 52 project team. The sub apparently was sunk by Nakajima B-5N carrier bomber February 26, 1944, during its 10th war patrol. This was according to a video announcement. Taylor found the Lost 52 project after his World War II submarine discovery of the USS R-12. The team has found at least four other submarines and is determined to discover, survey, and create 3D documentation of the final underwater resting places of more than the 40 remaining subs. I'm looking right now at the USS Greyback in 41. A magnificent vessel. So the Navy did compile a history of the 52 submarines that had lost during World War II with approximate locations of where they sank. So very, very cool that they found it. Apparently it left for its final mission from Pearl Harbor on January 28, 1944. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi, this is George Dory. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To each veteran of the war, the glory of your deeds will only grow greater with time.
President Trump speaking in New York City at the 100th annual Veterans Day parade there, the largest such ceremony in the United States to honor veterans every year.
This city is graced by your presence. This nation is forever in your debt, and we thank you all.
Cold weather is causing hundreds of cancellations and delays at airports nationwide today. More than 600 cancellations reported, about 1,200 delays. Republican Congressman out of New York, Peter King, won't be running for re-election next year. He says in a Facebook post today that after spending 28 years in Congress, he wants to spend more time with family. King has represented much of Long Island since 1993. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So this is not a very easy topic to talk about. There was a gentleman, Armando Gutierrez, who worked at a Kansas restaurant called the Big Biscuit, and he came down with HIV, not AIDS, but HIV, the virus that can cause AIDS. And apparently he went to his manager because he needed the manager to sign a form so he could get assistance from a Kansas state program for people with HIV. He claims that he was fired from his position as a food server after that. His schedule was changed, and it prevented him from coming into work due to family commitments. When he protested the change, he ended up getting fired. His lawsuit alleges that because he got fired, It violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. Ouch, ouch, ouch. So this lawsuit's going to be huge. Because if they do prove that the schedule change was malicious, that employer is in trouble. If the change happened and it just didn't work for him and there was an issue, then maybe the employer is okay. Let's talk about this here. All right, so the document says Gutierrez was working as a server at the Big Biscuit restaurant in Overland Park, Kansas. He approached the manager to sign a form. And this is something I have to bring up, which bothers the hell out of me. Patients have no privacy anymore. All these forms have to be signed by employers. FMLA has to go to the employer. And it has your diagnosis on it. Patients have absolutely no privacy. And the employers don't want to know your medical condition. Many of them. You know how many FMLA forms I had to fill out? And, you know, I'm like, where is this going to? Well, it's going to HR. So HR can see if they have HIV or if they're pregnant or if they, you know, had an abortion or if they, you know, had diarrhea or hemorrhoids. I mean, HR has in paper, in writing, your medical diagnosis. And that's a government form. That's a government program supposed to allow you protections. And again, I don't understand how here we have a state government assistance program that needs work to sign something. Why doesn't it just say a medical assistance? Why did it have to say HIV on there? You know, I mean, the reason why I kind of blame government for this is employees and employers are not going to get it right when you have government kind of, you know, monkey wrenching this whole thing. Having these, you know, employers, you know, in a position where they have to know your medical condition screws the patient. And then it allows for something like this to happen if this really happened where he got fired because he had HIV. Gutierrez said that the form was essential because he needed proof that he didn't have employer-provided health insurance to be eligible for a state program that helps people with HIV. Now, you see, again, the form didn't have to say HIV. The form could have very easily said it's for state assistance. And then nobody has to know your personal medical issues. So the next day, Gutierrez was informed that he was being transferred and would begin working on Sundays, which he had been getting off because of family commitments. According to the lawsuit, when Gutierrez protested his schedule change, he was fired. So the suit alleges that Gutierrez's firing violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. And as you know, the ADA is supposed to prohibit discrimination by employers, places of public accommodation, state and local government entities. All right. So, when we look at this, it's frustrating because you're like, well, you know, did he really get fired because he had HIV? Or did he get fired because there was a schedule change and, you know, there was issues with the employer? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got George calling. Hey, George, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Talia, how are you?
I am doing good.
I'll tell you, you not that you look bad before, but you've lost weight, and it looks like you're getting younger instead of older.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm just calling it like I see it.
Thank you, George.
The reason I called... You're welcome. Dr. Dahlia, I was just going to make a suggestion to you. Many times in the car, I think we've all suffered from a tire going low or we just didn't pay attention to it and the air is almost empty and we got a flat. Many times what I've been able to do is they've got something that's maybe about the size of a old-fashioned cigar box, plugs into your cigarette lighter. It's an air compressor. And what you can do is just take off the cap on the side at the tire where you put the air in. And instead of, like when you were a kid, you had to pump up the bicycle tire with the pump. This way, the little motor in the air compressor does the work, and it can bring the tire up. In most cases, back up high enough to make you get to your destination, and then it buys you some time so you're not stuck in the middle of nowhere. But They're very inexpensive. They're usually under $25, but they're a nice item to have in the car. And believe me, it's been a lifesaver many a time for me over the years.
George, no, thank you. Good point. I mean, in my case, it ended up turning out to be that it wasn't an air pressure thing. Our tires had just been done for a recent trip. It was a nail, and I guess that nail got embedded, and for some reason, my tire was just shred. But you're right. A lot of us drive around with low air, and low air puts you at risk. I think that's a great idea. That's fantastic.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for your fine program, and I just wanted to share that with you and your audience. And I still say even with a small nail or some, even a piece of glass, whatever it is that got up in there, you still might be able to keep enough air in the tire to at least make it to a service station.
All right, George, that's great advice,
all
man.
Right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a good Veterans Day. Thank you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, so I had a blowout, and, you know, he's right. A lot of us don't, you know, think about, we don't really think about our cars like our bodies. We check our, actually, I think we actually treat our cars better than our bodies, but sometimes we really blow off the idea of low air in the tire. That's got to get checked. That's a good idea to have something in the car ready to go. So wrapping up what happened here with this gentleman in this worker in Kansas, you know, what is the liability of an employer if employees get infected with HIV? Now, according to SHRM, Better Workplaces, Better World, okay, I believe this is an HR firm. They reiterate that employers are legally liable for both employees and non-employees infected in the workplace. Chronic disease carriers like people with tuberculosis are supposed to be protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act, just like those with HIV. So then what do you do if you're an employer? And how do you mitigate risk if you think somebody in your workplace can get sick? Now, with HIV, it's very rare for somebody to get infected with HIV if they don't touch your blood, if you don't, they don't get injected with your blood. So I'm not worried about that. But what about tuberculosis? If you have somebody who needed assistance with tuberculosis, government assistance, you know about it, and you have another employee that gets tuberculosis, you then are liable. And so the Americans with Disabilities Act is something that a lot of us are fans of. You know, same thing with, you know, people needing, you know, marijuana for medical conditions. The ADA is supposed to protect them. But what if somebody using marijuana puts them at risk and they might do some safety hazards? So the employer is always liable. And so employers have to decide, and many times they do it with an uneducated, you know, lot of information. They have to decide whether to protect employees or, you know, be liable. And so I think we need a better policies in place. I think we need better education of how people do get diseases. But we also need employers to not know your medical issues. If employers don't have to know your medical issues, then they're off the hook. And they can't discriminate. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this storm is definitely wreaking havoc, and we have a, luckily, all right, a plane that landed with nobody getting hurt, but unfortunately it slid off the runway in Chicago O'Hare. So there's a quick-moving storm system that's creating icy conditions, and it caused the plane to slide off the runway. We're having, unfortunately, snow, freezing rain, gusty winds that's hitting the eastern two-thirds of the country. And this cold front is bringing record-breaking temperatures, as we discussed. And according to Fox News, senior meteorologist said, we do have the potential for some snow in the forecast tonight and into tomorrow as this Arctic cold front moves in. They said we are going to see record-setting cold as well as winter weather advisories for over 60 million folks. Well, unfortunately, there was a plane coming into Chicago O'Hare when it slid off the runway. And from what we understand, everybody's okay. But it's not a good, it's definitely not a good situation. So airlines at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports have canceled hundreds of flights. Yeah, that Midway movie has nothing to do with Chicago. I mean, I know we all thought Chicago was pretty violent. That Midway movie has to do with, you know, Midway in the Pacific, okay? Yeah, people are like, oh, we got to see the movie about Chicago. Nope. Not about Chicago. So the plane slid off the runway shortly after landing about 8 a.m. at O'Hare International. Video from a passenger shows the aircraft turn to the left before sliding off the runway. Passengers reacting. So if you watch a video, it's crazy. And an American Airlines spokesperson told Fox News that American Eagle Flight 4125, operated by Envoy Air, slid off of the runway after landing from Greensboro, North Carolina. No injuries reported, and all 39 passengers and crew were fine. It was a smaller plane. So, storm system, I guess, is moving east. 6 to 12 inches of snow. And it's going to be a very, very cold Midwest, Northeast, Southwest. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Donald Trump says there's going to be a forthcoming vape policy that may raise the requirement to 21. President Trump said his administration is expected to release a new policy on vaping next week that will explore an age requirement of 21 or so. He said that we have to take care of our kids most importantly. This was on Friday. So we're going to have an age limit of 21 or so, but we will be coming out with something next week, very important on vaping. We have a lot of people to look at, including jobs, frankly, because it's becoming a very big industry, but we're going to take care of it. I love the way Trump speaks. He's not the most eloquent, you know, but he just says, yeah, we'll raise it to 21 or so. We'll make sure people don't lose jobs. We'll figure it out. We'll get it. Well, just kind of the way he, I mean, that's what the politicians have been telling us for years. That's how they've been, you know, acting like they're on it. But rather than lying to us and saying, oh, we have a definitive plan, Trump's like, we'll take care of it. There's also, when you mention vaping, you're talking about e-cigs. You're talking about a lot of different things, but we're coming out with a big paper next week, he told reporters. So Trump's announcement comes on the heels of the CDC update that on Thursday, 39 vaping-related deaths across 24 states and additional 2,000 illnesses. Each state, excluding Alaska, has now reported cases of e-cigs or vaping product. People have asked me, why not Alaska? Why is Alaska not having this e-volley like everybody else? And I think, all right, and don't quote me, I think a lot of Alaskans still smoke as opposed to using vaping. And we know alcohol is high. Alcohol use is high in a lot of areas in Alaska. And they might just be still using regular cigarettes. And we, in America, let Alaska do what they want because, I mean, they're living in Alaska. I mean, it's cold. You know, and they're really close to Russia, in case Russia decides to do anything. So, you know, as far as we're concerned, Alaskans could do whatever the hell they want. And so I don't think Alaska, and I'm not saying this to joke, I'm being at all serious. I don't think Alaska has a lot of the same discriminatory, taxing, same heat on their tobacco use as other states do. And so there hasn't been much of a need to then go to vaping, you know, and this push. See, we pushed a bunch of people onto vaping because we tax the hell out of cigarettes. We have all these ads. We went after convenience stores and all that. But if that's not happening in Alaska to the same degree that's happened anywhere else, you aren't forcing people to move to vaping. And then the other thing is maybe Alaska just hasn't reported it yet. They may be like, look, we're in Alaska, okay? It's getting cold. So you'll hear from us next summer, okay? It's like, you don't know. I love Alaska. It's one of my favorite states. If you haven't been to Alaska, you have to go. I've been there 3-4 times now. It is a fun, it's one of the prettiest states. I'm so glad they're part of our union. So anyway, They say all Evaluate patients have reported a history of using e-cig or vaping products, with most of them having THC. And in addition, vitamin E acetate is back in the news, as health officials say that they have found more evidence that vitamin E acetate is a culprit. In an update provided Friday, CDC said the chemical compound of vitamin E acetate was found in lung fluid from 29 patients tested in a government lab. Now, I guess the previous study, when we looked at vitamin E acetate, all patients had levels of vitamin E acetate in their lung fluid. So this is another study saying that they found it. So the compound has been named suspect by several local health agencies investigating illnesses and deaths in their own state, but for the first time has been named by a federal agency. Now, vitamin E acetate is typically used as a nutritional supplement, and the compound is often in oil form, and it's derived from vitamin E. This is why when I had, you know, earlier said stop suggesting that we could vape our vitamins, our lungs are not built to take in vitamins. It's just, that's, you know, and the, you know, the substrate or the vehicle by which the vitamin has to be delivered, vitamin E is usually in an oil form. Your lungs can't handle that. Not that these people were vaping vitamin E vitamins, but vitamin E was in there. Health officials have discovered through their investigation that the compound is also being used in THC-containing vape products. Vitamin E acetate is not supposed to cause harm if you ingest it or apply it to the skin. We don't know what the hell it does when it's exposed to the very delicate lung lining. So according to the CDC, they say this is the first reported identification of a potential toxicant of concern in biological specimens obtained from EVALI patients, electronic or vaping-associated lung injury patients. They say these findings provide direct evidence of vitamin E acetate at the primary site of injury among EVALI patients and are consistent with FDA product testing and media reports. So the agency said the findings in its ongoing investigation reinforce its recommendation that we should not use e-cig or vaping products containing THC, especially those obtained from informal sources like friends or family or the illicit market. Why? Because there are product ingredients are unknown and can be highly variable, unquote. Well, they didn't say the why, I did, but yeah, okay. So Trump's supposed to hopefully have that new policy on vaping later this week or next week. They might raise the age to products to 21, which they can do. I think that's a good idea. You know, I mean, we still aren't solving the problem of people, you know, vaping to the degree that they are. But we have 39 vaping-related deaths across 24 states. And mind you, there's probably more. It's just they couldn't, if somebody died of a lung infection who vape, they can't necessarily say it's EVALI unless there's certain criteria. But all these patients, from what we understand, have had a history of e-cig or vaping products using THC. And using THC. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear. Clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.